From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Texas is changing the way it cares for the mentally ill. The legislature has mandated that all state-run clinics use a type of treatment called disease management. The approach, which takes effect statewide September 1st, involves more than just handing out medication. Patients also get help dealing with daily life. To pay for it, however, lawmakers took a dramatic step. They restricted care to only those with serious mental illnesses. From Austin, Texas, Janet Heimlich reports.
In an Austin restaurant, a woman who wants to go by the name of Kavia sits with her iced tea. She's 51 and suffers from major depression. 6 years ago, Kavia began seeing a psychiatrist at a state clinic.
I got to see a doctor for 15 minutes once every 3 months. And sometimes I don't think I got that much time. It's basically, how are you doing? And if I was foolish enough to say fine, that was the end of the interview.
Kavia says she hardly ever saw the same doctor twice. What's more, she was often put on the wrong medication, and her symptoms got worse.
One day I was in the local medical clinic, and I felt like I wanted to kill myself, but I wanted somebody to stop me. So I kept telling people this, anybody, until somebody listened to me and got me help, and I was put in the state hospital. When I got out, they took my depression more seriously and put me in a better program.
But in some ways, Kavia has been fortunate. For many other Texans with serious mental illnesses, the care can be even worse. Joe Lovelace is executive director of the Texas chapter of the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill.
People with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder and serious depression were getting into the state hospitals at the most sickest point, staying there briefly, then they were being shipped into the community centers where there were not enough resources other than to just give them medication. Then they were being moved into the community, not well.
So Lovelace helped the Texas legislature rewrite the laws governing how the nearly 150,000 adults with mental illnesses get treated. One big change was to order all state-funded clinics to use what's called disease management for those needing ongoing care. It's an approach that's fairly new to treating mental disorders, but one that's been used successfully with patients who have diabetes and other long-term illnesses. Disease management emphasizes using scientifically proven methods and working with patients outside the clinics. Sam Shore heads Community Mental Health Services for the Texas Department of Mental Health and Mental Retardation.
We do things like build natural support systems, work with the families to be better able to help their family member cope with their mental illness, helping those individuals with mental illness get jobs, get stable housing that is safe and affordable.
But not everyone will get this improved care. Facing a nearly $10 billion state budget shortfall, lawmakers refused to increase funding for mental health. Instead, they decided that only those with schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and what the state calls clinically severe depression would qualify for disease management, as well as children with serious mental illnesses. State officials estimate that up to 12% of the adults currently in the system will be turned away, as many as 18,000 people.
And that would be the equivalent of saying, okay, we're going to take care of cancer, heart attacks, and strokes, and that's it. And everybody else, you go to the emergency room.
State Representative Garnet Coleman from Houston doubts that the new system will save money. And he adds, people suffer from all kinds of debilitating, even life-threatening mental illnesses besides schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and severe depression.
Anorexia is not in the top three. Obsessive compulsive disorder. Anxiety disorders are not included, and the excuse is, well, we have limited resources. Well, what we're doing is limiting people's lives, literally.
Back at the restaurant, Kavia wonders whether she'll qualify for disease management. To remain in the system, her provider must determine that she has clinically severe depression, which the state defines as having serious problems functioning in daily life. Kavia nervously scans a list of conditions the state says she must have to meet this criterion.
Severe obsessional rituals. I do have a condition called hoarding, where I'm afraid to let go of things.
State mental health officials say patients who aren't eligible for disease management will not be cast out. Again, State Mental Health and Mental Retardation Department spokesperson Sam Shore.
Part of what we will be requiring is for all of the people who contract with us for our dollars. They're going to have to build transition plans with those people so that they can transition them out at a pace that will work for them to go on to receive the services they need in the community outside of the public mental health system.
Critics say there are very few such community programs. Stephen Cheney runs the state's mental health and mental retardation services in Harris County, which includes Houston. Cheney hopes the county will allow its family practice physicians to treat the 500 or so rejected patients under the supervision of state psychiatrists.
That's really sort of the questions that exist right now is, A, can the health clinics pick up these folks so there's not a break in service? And if so, what level of technical consultation from trained psychiatrists would be available to assist them in understanding the patient's condition?
And there's another problem. Cheney says the legislature didn't provide enough funding to treat all those eligible for disease management. He says his budget for Harris County comes up $20 million short. So he is now figuring out how many of those 8,500 patients he can afford to treat under the new plan, while everybody else...
They will get the minimum level of services that they have been receiving in the past.
Proponents of the new system say if state mental health centers operated more efficiently, they could afford to fully implement disease management. Joe Lovelace with the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill says he believes care will improve for the majority of people with serious mental illnesses and, in the long run, save the state money.
And we can go back and convince the legislature that they won't be wasting money, that they can then add money, if that would be the public policy of the state of Texas, to add on for other illnesses.
But for now, patients like Kavia face what they believe to be a grim future.
I'm just very fearful that I'm going to be kicked out of the system at a very crucial point in my life, and I'll be left without medication. And then I'll be at the crisis point and be able to re-enter the system. Then I'll need more help than I'm getting now.
National mental health organizations are watching Texas to see if the quality of care improves and costs go down. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.